You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have smart moss, sports moss, vitamin C moss, colloidal silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. Peace, family. How everybody doing today? I hope we all having a blessed day. Tapping in with the people for a live discussion. What's happening with your family? Some of my YouTube family on here tapped in. We're about to have a live discussion about the state of the paradigm. So if you want to call in, make sure you are on my IG page and we're going to get you tapped in. What's up, family? Thanks for tapping in, man. All right, we're about to get going here. I want to ask y'all a question. And, you know, I'm going to test your knowledge a little bit on this because I don't think a lot of individuals understand the reality. And why is it important that you pay attention to what happens up, what happens out here and how it affects you? I don't think you know that, you know, this country has a history of banning black leaders, a history of banning speech, and a history of looking at black leaders as dangerous. This is not something new. So you have to ask yourself, by the standards of Facebook, what other black leaders that we admire that is celebrated not only in America but by Facebook would have been banned as well? Because according to their ban protocol and their rules, so would Martin Luther King, so would Malcolm X, Masai McGarvey, Nobuhiro Ali, and every other black leader in America ever that ever existed. So the thought process is that anyone who is a black leader for black people is dangerous. Now, you have to understand psychologically what that does to individuals that aspire to speak truth.
So anybody that aspires to speak truth are considered dangerous. And y'all heard what I said. I said that we need more dangerous black men. Why? You understand me? Because right now there's an agenda to effeminize and to kill the vocal cords of anybody that speaks truth. You understand me? It's truth to power, more specifically, in anybody that can galvanize the people. So you're talking about a person or any persons that are paradigm shifting, even like my brother Derek Grace and Ridda Islam and Ben X and Pop Darby and Red Pill and Blue Pill and anybody else that's out here speaking the truth. Don't you know that by that same standard that each one of them is considered dangerous? Don't you know by that same standard Nipsey Hussle is considered dangerous? Don't you know that by the standard of any black man that goes outside the norm, you can call your people bitches, hoes, you can rap about killing each other and murdering and all kind of extra exploitive activity. But the moment you start speaking any type of truth that's empowering, you consider dangerous. And you got to ask yourself, why? Or do I want to be considered dangerous? And if I'm not considered dangerous, what am I doing then? That means that I'm not having a proper effect. So by the very protocol, by that very protocol, you understand me? Every black leader that's ever, this is something you can look up for yourself. Every single black leader that has ever taken the mantle, that has ever had success, has been considered anti-Semite. Every single black leader in history, they would have banned the shit out of Malcolm X. Martin Luther King would have been banned. He was considered anti-Semite. Muhammad Ali would have been banned. He was considered anti-Semite. Frederick Douglass banned. Everybody would have been banned because everybody that is so-calledly against the Zionist movement, you understand me, and things of that nature that is against the current paradigm and the current structure, all would have been banned. Don't you know that the very term "bi black" was considered anti-Semite? Then you didn't know that, did you? The very term in the 30s and 40s, and that "bi black" used to be considered anti-Semite. I'm gonna let that sink in. So by that very term that we use to say "buy black" and support black is considered anti-Semite, it's considered dangerous. So once you go down that rabbit hole of them clipping and taking away from freedoms of speech, whether it's Alec Jones or whether it's the Yiannopoulos dude, it's dangerous when you do that to anybody, because what they did and what they, Walaikum Salam, black guy, what they did was they lumped them up because they knew a lot of you suckers was going to be like, look, well, they didn't just go at the far kind, they went after the right wing. They only did that so that they can lump them up to give y'all that excuse, because they know that y'all some suckers and they know that y'all was going to run with that narrative. Because if they wanted to, then at the time that these so-called individuals had these infractions, then they could have chopped them off on the block, but they wanted to lump them all together. And Minister Louis Farrakhan is by no means should ever be lumped into a group of two suck-ass white boys spraying some little conspiracies on some far rights. I mean, you know what I'm talking about? It don't even make sense. You're talking about an individual that has done real tangibles for black people in America, that is assisting in awakening, redeeming, and reforming of black people all across this planet Earth, that went to prisons, that has started families and black families and economics and all sort of different things that's happening consistently, that has assisted in the support of bridging together gangs and creating peace treaties, not only in the streets, but also in the hip-hop entertainment industry. None of these other people that they grouped them up with has nowhere near the extensive resume of 60 years of working for the people. But this is the dangerous when we allow them to get that much power and we don't be focusing on what's going on around us. We don't see that they galvanizing all of the power, and at any time they want to snap their fingers like Thanos, then they can take 50% of us out. You know what I'm talking about? Because the internet was curated as a tool for communication. So when you control the communication, and you got to look at the interconnectedness of what's been happening this year, you got Nipsey Hussle. Now you the death of Nipsey Hussle, and now you got the banning of Minister Farrakhan. Now this directly hits home for all of those who doing paradigm shifting, revolutionary, you know what I mean, active work. Why? Because during the death of Nipsey Hussle, it really had all of those who've been doing that work feel kind of exposed. Like, damn, they hit Nipsey. That reminds me of myself. The same individuals that speak the truth to power to say, damn, they didn't goddamn ban Minister Farrakhan, they might come after me. You understand me? So what is this doing? It's a trickle effect. You start at the top. Now they're working their way down to the bottom, so anybody else is fair game. So all these other young paradigm shifters that's getting into the mind of these millennials, that's shifting them from vaccines, that's telling them to do all of this beautiful things because they don't care about the trickle effects. Like I said, they don't care about whether you getting truth, you getting enlightened, you changing your life, you getting off drugs, you starting businesses. They don't care about none of that entrepreneurship that we talk about. They don't care about black people awakening and none of all that stuff. They bottom line is control and power, man. That's the bottom line. And so when you don't get your own, this is it's sovereignty, B. Sovereignty. That's why I keep telling people these ideas and y'all don't be listening, man. And that should be disheartening because it'd be like, yo, when you see these people doing that work, man, and you don't support them, them same people could be dead tomorrow. You know what I'm talking about? And then all of a sudden, everybody coming out the woodworks to support. That shit is lame. And it's like when individuals is working hard to get it into your brain, You understand me? When they could be spending all their time just capitalizing and making money. Because you don't think these same individuals got that smarts and that wisdom, but they trying to move a righteous intelligence back by morals and ethics. They saying, nah, I want to move a certain way. You understand me? I don't want to move the same way of the industry. Yeah, I can make money in doing this. But no, I'm going to give you the game while I learn the game. You understand me? And all I ask for a little reciprocation so I can gain more resources, so I can give you more gain, so we can have more power, so we can have more sovereignty. Come on now, the game has been rigged from the beginning. So you got to play the game like they play the game. We got the same power that they have because now we have the same resources. The only thing that we lack is access. Access is what the smarts of what to do with it. It's the unity of what to do with it. So when you accumulate the smarts, you accumulate the knowledge and you combine that together, then you see individuals winning out here. And then you see actual things start to shift. You see individuals like Nipsey Hussle starts to be burnt. But it's a lot of Nipsey. It's not just one. When they killed him, they ain't kill them all. We still out here in existence. Now they killed you in a physical sense. Now they trying to mute you while you alive. And when you don't look at this as an issue, you don't know that they coming for you next. Because now they starting to say, you understand me, that, oh, it's certain things that we don't want on our platform. Oh, all of a sudden it's your platform, but the people built it up. And without the success of the people, giving all of their voices, sharing all of that millions of views, you understand me? But they don't give a fuck about that, and they're not supposed to. You're supposed to care about your own sovereignty, gain your own best interests, serve your own self-interest of freedom, justice, equality, and equity, gain some goddamn power out here, support those who've been trying to give you all of the game so that they can have more power so you can see more of them winning, and then that's how we grow. But nah, let's be reactionaries, not revolutionary. Let's be reactionary. Let's wait for them to do something else. You understand me? Like I said, those same people that they celebrating are those same people that they would have banned for their platform. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X wouldn't have had a chance. Muhammad Ali, you see how he was talking back in the day? He was making it rhyme when he was talking. He wasn't just talking. He was making it rhyme. That's danger. Don't you know that they consider you dangerous every single day you wake up and you tap into a higher resource of your mind or something that you weren't supposed to have? Every time you get some new paradigm shifting information you weren't supposed to get, every time you learn how to leverage your credit a little better, every time you learn how to play the game to start your own, to become sovereign, you become a little more dangerous every single day when you speak truth to the so-called power until you get the power and let them speak to you, then you ban them from your platform. But see, even if it was just Alex Jones and Yiannopoulos, whatever his name is, you have to understand that that's a danger too. So the reason that they didn't just ban them first, you understand me? Because they wanted to lump it all together. But when you start banning people, it's a trickle effect. And see, that's what we try to teach you on these paradigm shifts. A paradigm comes from the Greek word paradigmoumi, meaning example or sample. You understand me? And they're giving you an example. And as the law of changes, they do it once, they go do it again. First, they call this black identity extremist. Then they label you as a conspiracy theorist. Now, anybody that goes against the status quo of the mainstream that's being pushed out will be muted. Oh, you talking about vaccines? Okay, mute. You talking about alternative health solutions? The FDA is already starting to look up into different products. Now, what they going to do? Deem it illegal or something? Now, you talking about that? Mute. Are you saying buy black? Or that's considered racism? Mute. Don't you know that buy black was considered anti-Semite? You don't have to. See, a lot of y'all don't understand the way the game is played. And I'm not here to passionately speak about the issues and the problems. What I'm here and my frustration lies is because we have all of the solutions. Shout out to Billy. See, when you see somebody like that and he starts Yoni TV, when you see Dame Dash and he starts his own media company, when you see Miss Farrakhan start their own NFA studios, when you see Derrick Gray start his own academy, you understand me? Pop Darby start his own Unity as Wealth app. and you standing back waiting for those people to sell you that information to tell you why it's so good for you. At the same time, you about to go spend money at the liquor store. You understand me? Money at the entertainment spot. Money on all of these clothing, this Gucci, this Louis, this Prada, these designers, all of this bullshit. People that don't respect you, that's never done a single thing for you. Here's the thing. I bet y'all love Bernie Sanders more than y'all love Farrakhan. And I keep making that analogy. Because the thing about this is, I was always taught you love the devil because he gave you nothing. These corporations ain't gave you nothing. They ain't spent a single sweat trying to do anything for you. You love Joe Biden, he do nothing for you. You love Nike, they did nothing for you. But they made you look good and added no value to your family. Well, look at what this 1.5 trillion we always throwing around because we always spending it. We ain't never investing it. So it's like, whose fault is it? Is it theirs or is it ours, right? See, now we have a much more informed society. Industrial age was about gaining more work power and things of that nature. And then the agricultural age, rather than industrial age, gave us machines to be more effective. Then you got technology that increases our effectiveness times 10, which gives us the same means that other individuals that closed us out of the game. Now we got those same means to do for ourselves. But if you ain't utilizing this technology and utilizing your network and your group resources to build something together, when they do something, whose fault is it, yours or theirs? So I was on the phone earlier with my bro. He said, don't you know you can create your own app on a private server? So even if you didn't want it to be on Apple and they decided to be on some fuck shit, that you can go and circumnavigate that and they still couldn't touch you? Don't you know that if they wanted to privatize the internet, there's ways that you can get around that as well? Don't you know that we get every single thing that we consider as a problem is a business? It's a business. Everything that's a problem is a business. Business is creating solutions. Solution times entrepreneur. That's a business. So instead of looking at these as issues, we look at these as opportunities. See, when you start to look at things as opportunities, it changes the whole way you see things. Instead of getting caught up in, they just got so much power. No, they don't. You keep giving them so much power. You keep giving them so much power. See, I expected all of this. So my passion doesn't come from the fact that they've done it. It comes from our reactionary thought process that we can't do it ourselves. They show you a blueprint. Start your own shit. Shut them out if you want to. Build your own thing. We lent them all of that power. They gave us some pennies on the dollar. You understand me? Here, take a couple of dollars. Keep putting your content out on there. At the same time, when you see individuals building their platforms, you ain't supporting. But then let one of these influencers or these shifters die all of a sudden in droves. You need another martyr. The slave morale system. You don't believe that the things that the master has access to are for you, because you think that if he has access to them, then they are considered bad and grouped in a connotation based on his morals, and that if you get those same amount of access, then you go consider yourself bad. No, we on some masterful shit now. You understand me? So every question that you have can be answered. And for every problem, there's an app. There's an app. You can create every, we don't have no more problems anymore. We have a lack of execution now because we already know the ideas, but guess what? Ideas are not enough, right? Ideas are not enough, right? Because you got a great idea, but if you don't have no resources, how you gonna bring that idea to life? So we talk about group economics. We talk about, you know what I mean, creating filter systems to where, a funnel systems to where individuals can start to support the things that they want to see. I ask the people, would you be willing to give up porn? Weed, liquor, clubbing, most people with their dumbasses tell them awesome no. In order, and I ask you just for the end of the year, in order to achieve your goals. So you don't deserve anything if you're not willing to give up, if you're not willing to sacrifice. If you're not willing to sacrifice, you don't deserve nothing. So I don't feel sorry for you. What are you going to sacrifice? What are you going to exchange for what you want? Money is a tool that you use to buy what you want. It's supposed to work for you. So you, but like I told people, you're supposed to have a conscience bill, a revolutionary bill. Same way you put money towards Netflix, same way you put money towards entertainment, all your vices, all of the bullshit. You're supposed to be putting money towards the type of world that you want to see. Where's your money going? What are you funding? But if you look at the totality of your expenses and your liabilities, you've been funding your own oppression this entire time. This entire time, you've been funding your own impression, oppression. If somebody asked you to give them Netflix for a month, you couldn't do it because they own you. They control you. They got so much real estate in your mind and made you a slave to their paradigm. So when what they do, they ban them on Netflix. But see, you got to understand that we're not just talking about metaphorically. We're talking about you. We're talking about the people. And that's what people don't get in the essence, right? We're talking about you, that side of you that wants to speak truth at work, but you can't speak because you know you'll get fired. That side of you that wants to speak loudly in public about the things you truly believe, but you can't speak because you don't own the property that you at. So what we're talking about essentially is freedom. True freedom. We only know liberty. We only know liberty. We don't know freedom. We never had the ability to truth. When we say white people, we say white people. When they say black people, they say black people, and they ban the shit out you. And see, like, this is not even the black and white thing. This is a power and a powerless thing. This is a slave and a master thing. But see, when you master your reality, you stop putting yourself as the one who don't have authority. You stop putting yourself under. And then you start to say, you know what? All I got to do is give myself the knowledge, match it with the smarts, you know what I mean, and the execution, and then start getting things done. You say, you know what? Within my network right now, there's probably 100 people I could tap into to mobilize and get these things going. You say, you know what? Family unit is the best unit. That's the way you etch your name into reality. I was talking with Danny Chanel, Father Mike, hip hop magician, and we was talking about how the family unit is everything. The same way they started Rockefellers and all of these big companies. This is a time where you make your family name big, but y'all got to work together, which means y'all have to have solidarity, which means y'all come together for a common cause. The issue that I see in the reality and the more frustration that I get from everything is the fact that I know for a fact that there's individuals who won't support me until something bad happens. And they consider themselves my peers. They watch the things that I do every single day. You understand me? They won't buy nothing. They won't support. They won't repost. They won't do anything. But let something bad happen and all of a sudden they on my side. You understand me? I can't go for them for no resources, no nothing. We don't have each other's backs. It's sad, bro. It's sad as hell. It's sad as hell. So when these things happen, I say, you know what? It's supposed to happen because we don't support each other. You talking about people who have on a timeline 200,000, 300,000, 100,000, a million people. Brother Ben got a million people on his Facebook. That man should be a millionaire. But y'all don't really support the people who support y'all. You talking about individuals and say, you know what? I'm going to give my life to hurl truth at falsehood and help teach people. But y'all don't support them back. Nah, you saying that, you know what? The fact that they're poor means they must have higher morals. Because you equate riches and wealth, right, to the immoral, to the masters. See, that slave way of thinking. That's how we've been caught up in so long. It's sad. So when somebody try to teach entrepreneurship and business to you and try to awaken your mind and break you out of this and teach you that you have the ability to do that, whatever thing that you're about to go to that's a liability, stop it. Stop dead in your tracks. And investing yourself. Stop spending money and start investing money. Things that give you a return. Stop spending time, start investing time. Time that gives you a return. So whose fault is it? Is it ours or theirs? Do we need reparations or do we need execution? Do we need to come out as, you know what I mean, begging adios? You know what I'm talking about? Or do we need to come out as executing men and women? You get to ask yourself that question. You get to start leading yourself. A great leader makes you a leader of self. It's Farrakhan. So you don't supposed to need anybody. Individuals that been teaching you this game this whole time, self-education is the new Harvard. The call to action is for you to support those who support you. It's for you to support those who support you. Ideas need resources. These people need resources. I've been talking about this the whole time. That support is an action word. It's not a beautiful comment under a post. It's not a testimony in the DMs. Nah, it's real action. But you don't care. So we find ourselves saying that, you know what? That ain't gonna stop me. I'm gonna still create my legacy. I'm gonna still learn business, entrepreneurship. I'm gonna still be strategic in everything that I do. I'm gonna still tap into my creative capacity and innovation. I'm gonna still be as dangerous as I want to be. And I'm gonna still win in this society because you can't stop me regardless of what you do. You can't stop me. And it's not a lot of us. It's only a few of us because a lot of y'all don't want to take up that mantle. So those who consider themselves leaders, they say it out loud that I'm a leader. I'm ready to lead my people by good example, by giving them the game, by giving them knowledge, by learning. They say I want to be a leader. And those who consider themselves leaders, you understand me, that's out here working, they deserve your support. Men and women. People that giving you the game, they desire your support. The Dr. Wesley's that sacrifice his life, giving you the game, deserve your support. The Nori Muhammad, they deserve your support. They deserve your support. They done earned it. Because imagine what they do if they got your full support. Yeah, Jay-Z, you know, he drop a line and that sounds beautiful. That sound cool. You understand me? He created Tidal. That's good. The P. Diddy's, they say black man is God. That's cool. That sound cool. What would I do with those resources? And so, like, all I'm saying is that you have to remember that there's individuals who have nothing, but that do more than individuals that have it all. And this is not to pocket watch anything of that nature. What I'm saying is that it's not about complaining. It's about tapping in. Because that helps you. That benefits your children in the next 50 to 100 years. Because they think long-term game. So if we can stop these young paradigm shifters from growing, right, and becoming even bigger influencer powers in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, because the totality of their work and the way that they're moving right now means that they're going to be billionaires. They're going to have so much power that this whole Black Messiah protocol, this very thing that we've been trying to break down, you know what I mean, since the beginning, it's inevitable. And they see it's inevitable because as long as we know how to utilize these tools, as long as we're using our minds to project these thoughts, to speak truth, you understand me, then it's inevitable and it's impossible for y'all to stop us. It's impossible. So, listen. The app, the Black on Demand, the in-home banking, the Unity is Wealth, you know what I mean? All of these different things, the NFA Studios, that's what we build. You say God has a plan, and we are God. We got to tap into that God within, because the devil be planning outwardly and out loud, and he be telling you what his plans are. You know what I'm talking about? Like, we got to tap in, and we got to plan, and we got to move, and we got to mobilize. You understand me? Like, I have people in the Keys Academy. We talk about tapping into that creative capacity. You understand me? Building streams of income so you can be free from the worries and the stresses of the daily activities in life, so you can start thinking about those things that are paradigm shifting and building. You understand me? That's different. But if you're not willing to sacrifice, then you deserve whatever you get. You deserve whatever you get, B. So, you know, like I said, by these standards, yeah, I mean, anybody who speaks truth to power, every particular Black leader that's ever been in existence has been considered an anti-Semite. Not in existence, but in America has been considered an anti-Semite and has been considered dangerous. And when you wake up to the true nature of who you are and the celebration of yourself through the execution of the knowledge, then you will be considered dangerous as well. And I'm not talking about being woke. I'm talking about getting to work. You understand me? The most dangerous Black man on the planet Earth is the one who's knowledgeable with also finances and resources to finance his thoughts. That's the most dangerous Black man and woman in the world. The one not only who's knowledgeable, right, but also has the ability to finance their thoughts and ideas. So this was supposed to happen. We supposed to continuously get these wake-up calls. You understand me? But are you going to wake up and work? Or are you going to bullshit? It is what it is. I mean, how much game Derrick Grayson didn't get you? That man should be a billionaire. You got to think about like who really out here fighting and vouching for you. Like there, I'm gonna keep using these analogies because I want it to drive home. There's people who love Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders and these other political candidates more than they love the shifters, more than they love Derrick Grace. But those people ain't did shit for you, ain't gave you a single lick of game, ain't did shit for the courtship. But you would happily go vote and kiss their ass. We happy giving away everything to every other culture but our own. When it comes to our culture, we got extra questions. When you go buy your liquor from Habibi at the store, no questions. Just give me the product and it's good to go. I take my liabilities. When you go indulge in your entertainment, your lounges, your clubs, when people charge you those high price fees, that's marking up everything 3,000%. So you can look good, so you can have sex with a thot. You don't even think about it. But somebody trying to give you information and knowledge to change your life, you need to know more. I need to think about this for a while. This might be an actual investment that might represent self-love. I might actually start loving myself if I do this. I might actually start respecting myself and be responsible to start executing upon the knowledge and the information that I actually have. Damn, I got to think about this one. I don't know. I got to think about this one. I'm not sure if I want to do that. That's where your mind goes, because we don't value knowledge, because we lack the proper discipline. So when I tell people the value of knowledge is everything, but it's not just knowledge, because everybody got knowledge. The knowledgeable ain't the one who wins. The smart one, right? The smarts is the access. So, right, you get somebody like Derrick Grace, what'd he do? He give you access. He give you in-home banking. He give you the financial piece, the credit, the game, to where you can shortcut and get to the execution of how you can get to that high achievement. That's the biggest part. Because everybody got that damn knowledge. You understand me? So the access times the knowledge equals effectiveness. So it ain't about just being efficient, being busy. No, it's about being productive. We can create everything our own is sovereignty 2020. And I want you all to do this for me. I want you all to do this for me. I want you all to start patching things up with your families. This is important. Everything is interconnected. You understand me? I want y'all to start patching things up with y'all family, and I want y'all to start eating together. This is something that I'm working on with my family as well. You understand me? Because the same way there's the Rockefellers and the Bilderbergs and all of these other different family names that solidified their power throughout history, that's giving you the blueprint on how you can tap in and win again. You understand me? Let's start building up our family names, and then we can start building those families together and collaborating in that sense. But the reason that you always ask family don't support and things of that nature, because we not creating family businesses. Once you start to create family businesses, then those family businesses benefit everybody, right? Because we're so selfish as individuals that we want everybody to support us, but we don't build models that support everybody. So we start solving problems instead of about complaining about the problems. So when I see my bruh, Dana, and other individuals that do that stuff together, man, I'm deeply inspired. On a level y'all don't even understand. Like, that should be like hitting me tough. You know what I'm saying? And I be having to talk to my family like, yo, we got a lot of work to do. And so I got ideas that I'm always running to them. And sometimes it's not until something bad happened in the family where they can finally take and grip and we can move and execute. But it's the family name. Like, start building your family up now, 2019, so by 2020, y'all got a foothold. Even if you spend the rest of the year trying to figure out how to get to know each other and eat at the same table, so y'all can start building to where y'all can start finally, after y'all sitting at the table, y'all can finally be like, you know what? This is the business idea that I think we should all run with. This is the business idea. But, you know. Otherwise, you can keep complaining why your family ain't supporting. We don't have problems. We have a lack of execution because the solutions all exist. The moment the problem exists is the moment the solution exists. You just got to tap into your creative capacity. And business today is not about logic. It's about creativity, right? Because logically, it's going to tell your ass to go complain. Logically, it's going to tell your ass to go protest. Creative capacity is going to tell you all of the different ways that you can go build your own and get the same and get better results. So when you start to tap into that creative capacity, then you start to win on a whole nother level. You understand me? But they don't want you to think like that because the oppressive man is always thinking about surviving instead of thinking about thriving, instead of thinking about tapping into his imagination and his vision and his creativity. Those are the things that give you access. You understand me? They want you to be consistently stuck and consistently distracted and drifting and mad at this and mad at that instead of focus, right? Because when you focus and you're able to focus 100% on what's specifically important, then you manifest whatever you want to because you're tapping into the correct laws. You start to consider yourself lucky, but you're only lucky because you're tapping into the correct laws of the universe. No such thing as luck. No such thing as luck. What is it? Luck is what? Laws, universally connecting knowledge or something like that. Or laws, universally correct knowledge. I don't know. You understand me? When you tapping into those right laws of the universe. So, you know, I love my people. I love y'all very deeply. You understand me? And I appreciate y'all. But we have to awaken to a higher level of execution in our daily activities. And there's a lot of you all on this line that would die. You understand me? That if you were banned from Facebook, nobody would know. That if you were killed, nobody would know. You understand me? Because you're not doing anything that's worthy of any legacy building. And we have to start living like legends. We have to start living like the people that we consider to be those legendary influencers in our life. Every black leader has ever been in America has been considered dangerous. Every single last one has been considered an anti-Semite. Every single one. So if you're not dangerous, then what are you? What are you? You safe. You a sucker. You understand me? A sucker always failing every time. That's safe. A sucker always failing every time. You safe. A sucker always failing every time. Nah, we dangerous. You understand me? Because the minds that we have the ability to be able to shift the paradigm and allow you to tap into that part of your executive powers to where you can win. You ain't got to go to a sermon. You ain't got to go to go listen to something on the summit, a seminar. I just gave you enough inspiration right now to where you can go tap in and start executing. So you start to win. You understand me? Some of y'all are working jobs and you don't feel free enough to be able to speak your mind, right? Because they put a ban on you when you go to work. You can't say certain things. They done muted you because you don't have your power. So what do? You tap into your creative capacity. You start looking up affiliate marketing. You start to figure out ways where I can start tapping into affiliate marketing, right? Utilizing these tools of today to start driving traffic so I start making money online. Just passive income, I start to calculate all of my bills, right? Once I get my bills calculated, I look at everything that I need to make every single day. Now that I know what I need to make every single day. Now that I formulate a plan and execute upon that. And now once I start to get those results, now I'm not thinking about surviving. Now I get to tap into higher thoughts. But now, look, a lot of people thinking, well, tell me which affiliate marketing. Damn you lazy. Damn you lazy. You don't want to go look that up for your damn self? I could give you the game, but you got to go to masterclass to get it. We talked about it in the last masterclass. Gave all the game away. You know what I'm talking about? But nah, you want me to sit here and step and walk you through every single thing, but when you can pay to get access. I just gave you the knowledge, but I didn't give you the access. The access you got to give to yourself. Because if people don't respect free, people don't respect easy. The things you have to work for, you cultivate, you appreciate because, you understand me, it took time, it took effort, it took energy to get. That what you had to work for is that what you're going to maintain and appreciate, which is going to add value to self. Oh, look. I be sitting in here sometime, man. And people be asking, why you don't go out? Why you don't do all that? Bro, I be working. You understand me? Like, moms need a new crib. You understand me? Like, my little brothers, I need to bring them out here and teach them entrepreneurship. You understand me? I got family members that need mental health services and things of that nature. Like, I can't afford to be out here just bullshitting around with my time. I got to work. I can't afford to be constantly stuck inside the problems. I got to find solutions because there's too many people, whether they know it or not, that are dependent on me because the more I tap into, the more people I'm able to help. So I'd be damned if I'm sitting over here complaining about shit when my mom got goddamn rheumatoid arthritis and she can barely move sometimes because her joints are inflamed up and I don't have the proper resources to get her everything that she need in order to for her to live a long life without that pain. So it's like, y'all want me to be complaining? Y'all want me to be mad about the bullshit and posting up every issue and problem that exists? I don't. But when there's something paradigm shifting like that, there's also a momentous opportunity. And there's also the teachable moments for you all to understand. And please don't start giving all the advice because, you know, my mom's an herbalist. I understand that. I understand all the good stuff. I appreciate you. So we owe it to our families. We owe it to our ascendants, as this lady called it, instead of descendants, they are ascendants. Those are the ones that will achieve higher for us. We owe it to them to do more in the moment and do more in the present. You understand me? That's what we owe it to. Like I got some things that I'm working on right now. That's amazing, man, because I stay tapped into my creative capacity. I stay working on paradigm shifting, innovative, futurist type things. You understand me? And we go look up and we go see AR and 5G and the Internet of Things and AI and blockchain, you understand me, and cryptocurrencies and all of these things will be the new wave and tech and everything that took over, and we still complaining about the white man. Whew. Yet all this opportunity and access was around us. I'd be damned if I'm complaining about the white man in 10 years. He ain't got shit on me. He ain't even the one holding you back right now. That's all your laziness. You can cultivate that spirit of work right now and get so much done. But it's easier to blame somebody else for your problems because you no longer have to take responsibility for your actions. It's easy to appreciate the leaders of the past because they not hear you to hold you accountable. You understand me? Everybody said they love Malcolm X. He was here. He'd look at y'all like some suckers. You understand me? Martin Luther King, they say they loved him. He'd be like, y'all some suckers because I talked about group economics before I died. Marcus Mosiah God, he looked at y'all like some suckers because he talked about building economics, all kind of different shit that ain't even been doing that. That ain't even happening now. Honorable Elijah Muhammad be like, man, I had banks, grocery stores. You understand me? I had my own Vector 90 back then. I had my own media company back then. Social media, he'd be like, shit, I had my own media company. My own airplane, my own import and export. So the ancestors, you understand me, that y'all be thinking failed y'all. Now you failed them because you're supposed to pick up the mantle that they left. Now, I know that we constantly starting with nothing. I understand that we our families are constantly starting with nothing. So it's a reset. Every single generation, you have no resources. So you're picking up from the bottom. And not only are you picking up from the bottom, you grow in environments to where you impoverish and you go through traumatic situations. And you never truly get over that trauma. Right? And I was talking about this the other day, is that Black people never truly get over their trauma. We normalize trauma. And the things that we go through and the things that we see every single day and the things that we went through as young people. And the strongest of us learn how to balance our minds, but not how to truly relieve ourselves of that trauma through the expression, right? A lot of us end up repressing, and that causes depression, and that can be used against us later on in life because all they do is consistently just trigger our traumas, right? And now they keep us in a state of chaos and stress, you understand me, and anxiety and depression, which lowers your IQ. Now your mind is degraded, so now you don't even have time to tap into your creative thinking. You get cyclosclerosis, you stop dreaming, you stop willing, you stop having vision. Got you then. So, you know, I don't even like doing these lives no more, to be honest with you. You know, I be spending this time really just working. If y'all don't see me on here, it's because I'm working. You know, I might be a terrible person at texting people back because I be working. It just be certain things just be so important to me. Like, this shit ain't easy out here. I'm going to be honest with y'all. We make it look easy, but this ain't easy. You know what I mean? This shit, you know, some of the best people, go through the worst shit every single day, but they learn how to cultivate a attitude of positivity, be able to deal with it consistently. And so they teach that same thing to others, and it is known as positivity. But nobody cares about your struggle. Nobody's in your huddle. As I go through my downs, nobody's there. As I go through my ups, nobody's there. So I learned to, guess what? Regardless of what the wave is, you understand me? Regardless of what the wave is, I'm good. I learned to be stoic. Don't complain about things. You just work through them. Not in the sense to where they become repressed. I find ways to express those through my work. You understand me? Which builds up a healthy cultivation. You understand me? So I'm right there where y'all are. You understand me? In the sense that we all have work to do. But at the same time, I'm 100% different. 100% different. I never claim to be like anybody else. I tap in consistently. Man, ain't nobody got time to be debating. I ain't doing no debating. I don't think Riz about to be doing no debating with nobody, man. And that man got a lot of work on his plate. You understand me? There's a lot of building out here to be doing. What do you look like debating somebody that is tearing down Farrakhan, and at the same time, you got big corporations like Facebook aimed at targeting Farrakhan? Which one you think is the bigger fish that an individual is truly worried about? And if the government or the corporations are against a black person because they say that they are considered dangerous, don't you think that all of the people, all of the black people should be for that person? Because these corporations are not for us. These governments are not for us. But, you know, we get caught up in our clickbaits. We love being somebody's follower. You understand me? We love just hearing people talk. I understand. But are they giving you the game, though? That's the difference. So when I'm going to leave off. When it's going to be saved on YouTube. When after the million, the second million man march. You know, that's after listening to Minister Farrakhan and being inspired by his ability to galvanize that amount of attention and bring the black men together again, black men and women, and even people who had disdain for him, they showed up as well because they wanted to see what it was all about. After that, and he was talking about independence and doing for self, that's what really gave me another push to go do for self. To fire my job, to get on this journey. You understand me? So there's a lot of a byproduct and by effect based on all of the different things that he do that whether you know it or not, you're affected by. You understand me? You're affected by through the trickle effect. And so I appreciate Farrakhan for showing me what black power look like and leadership. Because we don't have that anywhere else. I'm talking about where, in the essence, to where, you understand me, you traveling around the world with your own security team. You understand me? And you have black people around the world that's willing to die for you. You understand me? And you building up family code and redeeming and reforming and, you know, and many different things. I don't think I need to explain anything else to y'all. I would hope not. I would just inform you all to do your research on all of these things and support those who are supporting you. I've said that all that I'm willing to say tonight about this subject and this situation. I appreciate y'all for tapping in. Y'all already know, Masterclass link in the bio, and home banking link in the bio. You know what I'm talking about? Crowns link in the bio. We just dropped a bunch of new crowns. We ain't never letting the devil stop our hustle. You know what I'm talking about? We just dropped some new ones. My birthday Saturday. You understand me? Make sure y'all cop something, man. Appreciate y'all for tapping in. I can't even see who in this thing no more. But yeah, man, I'm about to get back to work. So y'all be blessed. Man, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate everybody who tapping in with the super chat as well. There's 58 people.
You understand me? I'll never be using it like that, but you know, thank you, good brother. I appreciate y'all's support, man. It's beautiful. You know, we living in a humbling time where we have to consistently decipher what's happening in our realities, and we have to be up on all this shit, and we can't allow ourselves to be weak, and we can't allow ourselves to break down. You understand me? And we have to continuously move with that fire energy and that fire spirit. And as we do that, then we win, and that's forever. You understand me? So I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Continue to tap in. Support the brand. Crowns19.com. Go crazy. You know, spend as much as you want to. It's up to you. I'm going to go ahead and put that down there in the chat. And y'all be blessed. Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.